This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, November 19th, 2018. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Trisha Campbell is an accomplished plus-size supermodel, motivator, entrepreneur, and trailblazer who is gaining recognition as a symbol of confidence and a voice of encouragement to women everywhere. Hailing from Montego Bay, Jamaica, Trisha took bold steps towards realizing her dreams by attending the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. After earning a degree in fashion design, Trisha began working for a noted fashion designer. While working for the designer, she was often asked to double as a plus-size model. Many opportunities later, Trisha became an in-demand, full-time, plus-size model requested by numerous fashion industry leaders. Trisha is Oprah's stand-in model for the O Magazine cover photo shoots and has been featured in publications such as Essence, Glamour, Sister to Sister, O Magazine, and Vice Magazine. She has represented clothing brands that included Ashley Stewart, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, American Rag, House of Darion, and Jessica Simpson. In addition to walking runways in the world's number one fashion capital, Trisha is also one of the only sexy size models to have been featured on BET's Rip the Runway for 8 years in a row. Trisha is now taking her brand to the next level by stepping out as a fashion designer by launching Glamour Glamour Swimwear. Let's welcome Trisha to the show. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Shanice. I hope you're keeping it glamour, glamour.
Yes, so I'm so excited to talk to you because have I interviewed you before? Is this the first time?
Never. I know you have your blog talk radio show for years. I've never been on your show, but hey, in God's time.
All right. Well, I'm ready for you today. So,
all right.
You graduated from FIT, and so you always have dreams of being a designer, and becoming a plus size model was kind of accidental. So tell us how you got started.
So my journey is a little godsend because I was originally wanting to be a fashion designer. I didn't know anything about plus size modeling. I was in the beauty pageant world in Jamaica from I was like 13 years old. I entered Miss Jamaica at 13, looking like I was 18. And then when I got into the finals, they needed all my paperwork, and they were like, oh, you're not qualified, you're too young. So that was that, and that's how my eyes kind of opened up to, you know, beauty and fashion and all of that. So fast forward a couple years after, you know, coming from Jamaica, Caribbean parents, they're always like, no, you're not going to be no model, you're not going to be any actor, none of the entertainment, anything. You got to be a lawyer, doctor,
right,
you know, all of that stuff. So I said to my mom, okay, I want to be a designer. So they sent me to FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology on 7th Avenue, which is in the garment district. I went there for 4 years, graduated with a fashion design degree, with a bachelor's in fashion design, sorry. And after that, I went straight to work. You know, again, Caribbean parents are like, look, we send you to school, you got to go to work. So I started working on 7th Avenue as an assistant designer to two designers. And for some reason, the owner or, you know, the salespeople in those companies would always come to my desk and ask me, oh, Trisha, our model didn't show up, or she's running late. Can you fit model something for us or do some showroom modeling? And, you know, I was like, yeah, definitely. I used to model when I was in Jamaica. I used to, you know, be a beauty queen. Of course I could do it, definitely.
Right.
So I started just doing that. And apparently one day I saw one of the models voucher. Shanice, that's what the models used to, that's like their receipt to get paid. Mm-hmm. And I saw the models payment. I was like, what? How much is she making? And I'm here doing this for free. I mean, I was working as a designer, so I was getting my pay there. But right. I was like, wow, she comes in like for an hour, throw something on, look pretty, tell them about it and all of that. And this is what I was like, I'm doing this for free. So I said, you know what, I'm going to get the guts up and I'm going to confront, speak to her one day. And I spoke to her and she was the nicest model ever. She gave me great advice, gave me like two names of two agencies. And I just went for it. And I pounded the pavement and I got signed to two agencies, which I didn't even know you're not supposed to do at the time. But I went with both of them and they started sending me out and I landed my first model job on a television show. And then I started doing fit modeling and I just had to like give up my design job. My parents, they did not want me to do it, but I was still living at home. So I was like, it's now or never. And then I started modeling and I never looked back.
So after you decided to move forward with your modeling career, how long did it take you to build it and get to the level of consistency where you could do it full time?
I would say it took me for being a full-time professional model, living off of it, making a living full-time where I did nothing else, it took me approximately 3 to 4 years because I hustled really hard. I always tell a lot of models right now who want to start that you have to, first of all, give honor to the women who have paved the way for us because if you don't, it's just not good karma. That's just me. But anyway, I really, again, pounded the pavement really hard because I was still living at home. So I just started networking and I also, I met Gwen DeVoe and, you know, a lot of women in the plus size industry. And also Google is so good. I don't understand why, you know, a lot of models don't know what to do. You know, plus right. Model Mag is there. That was like my Bible, you know. And then when I met with the agencies, what I would actually do also, I would actually go into the physical stores, into Macy's, Lord & Taylor, Bloomingdale's, and I would go into the plus size section and I would actually try on different designers. And I would go back to my agent and I would be like, okay, this is who I want to work for. This is what I want to do. And they would reach out to these different companies and we would, you know, I would go on the castings and nothing is guaranteed, but you have to have faith and just, again, pound the pavement and do what you have to do. So that's right. What happened. And I guess because I have a design background, I fell into the category of fit modeling, which I was already in the garment industry as a designer. So I understand that type of modeling very well. I am still a perfect size. And for those who don't know what fit modeling is, it's where different companies use your body to make all their sample sizes. So you're a living mannequin. So that's pretty much one of my day-to-day jobs as a fit model. And, yeah, it took me, like, three or four years where I had no other job. I was fit modeling from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Wow. So between fit modeling, print, and runway, where does the bulk of your work come from?
The bulk of my work, I would say every day, is definitely fit modeling. The only thing I do not fit model right now is hosiery. They make thongs on me, bras, corsets, coats, jackets, pants, sweaters, swimwear, every type of garment that you could think of that a human being wears, I pretty much am a fit model for that. And I also do a lot of showroom modeling too and print modeling too.
And a lot of these up-and-coming models try to be in a lot of independent runway shows to launch their career, but when you're a professional plus model, it's not that many runway opportunities for you, would you say?
Yeah, well, now times are definitely changing with Fashion Week using a lot of plus-size models now. So there's more opportunities now than, say, maybe like 6-7 years ago. So, it's again, you have to click with the right agency and, of course, network. You know how it is, Shanice. You have to really network and let people know what you're about, what you want to do, and you got to show them your stuff. You got to let them know that, yeah, I am here. I know how to walk. I know how to showcase your designs, and this is what I want to do. That's pretty much it.
Now, how do you think social media has changed the industry, in your opinion? Do you feel pressure to get more followers?
Definitely, I do feel a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I always know why I became a plus size model. It took me a very long time to be proud of even saying that I'm a plus size model. I remember, you know, my mom died of colon cancer a couple of years ago, and that really, I wouldn't say it really hit the wind out of me. It kind of revved me more to try to uplift women and encourage women and let them know that no matter what they've been through, they are royalty and they are great in whatever gift God has given them. So that is pretty much my message right now. And that's what I want my followers to know, that, you know, you're special no matter what. Because at the end of the day, yes, everything looks polished and great, but we're all human beings. We all do have flaws. And you have to just stand in your strength and do what you need to do no matter what social media says. But I do believe also that social media is great. The bloggers, definitely fashion bloggers have and travel bloggers have changed the whole plus size industry for the better.
Do you feel you have to compete with influencers and bloggers for jobs sometimes?
Definitely. There is definitely a competition there, but healthy competition is always great. You know, the industry will not be able to move forward if there's not new, you know, in a vision in the plus size arena. However, I do feel like sometimes the bloggers don't understand the side of fashion modeling, and sometimes too models don't really understand the side of blogging. So it's a very fine line. I mean, it's great if we could, it's almost like it's almost intertwining, because now as a model, when you go to open calls and casting, all the time, that's what a lot of the casting directors and producers for shows and even for print work, that's what they're asking you. What are your Instagram numbers, your Facebook numbers? It's right there on the casting sheet.
So really?
It's a new exciting time for models and bloggers. It's for fashion on a whole, for plus size fashion. It's so exciting now with social media. I'm just so happy to be a part of the industry still after all these years in this type of atmosphere. It's super exciting.
And one of your main clients is O Magazine, and you are a stand-in for Oprah Winfrey. So tell us how long you have been doing that, and do you have a relationship with Oprah?
Lady Oprah, as I call her, she is one of my top inspirations in the whole wide world. And as they say, dreams do come true, and you can speak things into existence. Imagine this, Shanice. I've been a model, a professional model now for over 11 years. When her show ended, I thought that was going to be the end of me being on her show, because for every model, whether you're plus size, straight size, that's a dream to go on the Oprah Winfrey show to model. And when the show ended, I was like, okay, I guess that's it. So one day my agent calls me out of the blue, and he said, you know, they use an actual stand-in model for Oprah for all her magazine covers for the pre-lighting. And I was like, this is exciting. So he sends me to the go-see. And kid you not, I go to this go-see at least 3 times a year. for 4 years straight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fourth year. Yeah, I was excited. You know, I'm always appreciative. So the fourth year, I am like getting, because, you know, we get up in our heads and I'm like, listen, they know what I look like. I'm a fit model. So I normally keep my body the same size year in, year out. And I was getting very divalicious. I was like, I'm not going. Like, I, you know, they know what I look like. I had a busy schedule that day. I remember the day. And he was like, just suck it up and go. You know, you never know. They might want you this time. So I go to the go-see. The minute I get back into the subway, after I'm done the go-see, I get out the subway, my phone, I got a notification that you are booked for the Oprah Winfrey free lighting cover. Oh, my
Woo!
God. That was insane, Shanice. I screamed so hard. It was just phenomenal. So now I go to set. The first shoot that we did was Oprah's favorite things, the Christmas cover. And for anybody who follows Miss Oprah Winfrey for her Christmas covers, you know it's elaborate, it's fabulous, glamorous with all the gifts and everything. So they had me in these expensive gowns. I had on jewelry that was like $70,000, like high security guards next to me. I was like posing in front of like the top photographer in the world, Mr. Ruben Avendar. It was insane. And in myself, while on set, I said to myself and I said to God, you know why you did not give me this 4 years prior to this. I could have not handled it. I was not ready then to handle that 4 years prior. So I want to advise your listeners also, never give up on your dreams. Keep pounding the pavement. Keep learning your craft. Keep bettering, you know, whatever you want to become and whatever you want to do, because it will come in time. You just have to be ready.
Yes, yes. So do you have to move out the way when Oprah comes in, or do you actually interact with her and have chit-chat?
So, from what the grapevine has told me, I have been one of the luckiest stand-ins to actually be on set when Oprah is on set, or even take a picture with her and just stand there. And sometimes she will watch me, or sometimes I get to watch her while she's doing the photograph. So it's awesome. But yes, I get this question all the time. Everyone always asks, is that my body with her head? No, it's totally Oprah. What I do, I go in, I am like her doll. They try on all the gowns on me, whatever she's wearing, the makeup, the hair, the earrings. Everything is done on me and set up. The photographer set up lighting, everything. They place it. They make a mock-up of the magazine with I on the cover. And then her and Gail and all the editors from O Magazine pick exactly what look she's going to wear. And then she comes on set and shoots it, and she's whisked away because she's a crazy busy lady.
Right. So that's exciting. That's like a dream job for many people,
I
just because it's
you.
Oprah.
Yes.
So after putting your design dreams on hold, why did you feel that now was the time to launch Glamour Swimwear?
Wow, that's a good question. So Glamour Swimwear, because I've been a plus-size swim fit model for so many years, and I have also done, you know, a lot of print and showroom and runway for swimsuits. I did see that there was a lacking still of what, you know, I would want to see out there. I am from Jamaica. I grew up in a swimsuit. We used to go to the beach like every Saturday. And the swimsuits that I saw were just, number one, the fabrics were too thin. Because I'm an active woman when I go to the beach. I want to run around. I want to swim in it. I just don't want to lay and look pretty. I want to be actually able to move and not have anything pop out.
Right.
That I don't want to get seen. So I said to myself, you know, I think it's time. I really need to put my design skills to work. And I just got the vision for bright colors and a really good, sexy, vibrant colors and controlling swimsuits. So that's, and I just went with it. I'm pretty spontaneous. So when my mind tells me something, yes, I'll just go with it.
And the name Glamour Glamour, that was kind of your trademark before, because I think, I don't remember where we first met, but I think you were saying Glamour Glamour for a long time.
Yes. So my other belief is for plus size women that no matter what size you are and how society sometimes don't make us feel beautiful and radiant, that's why I always say Glamour Glamour. I always use that hashtag because, again, no matter what you've been through, your size, how society or the media makes us feel less than, no, we are Glamour Glamour. We are glamour all day. So, and glamour is not only talking about putting on makeup, you know, great fashion and everything. I think glamour comes from within also,
because I do
believe that true beauty comes from within. It's a glow that you have. It's knowing that you are here, you have your gift to share with the world and all of that. So that's where Glamour Glamour came from. And then with the swimsuits, I was like, you know what? Yes, it's going to be Glamour Glamour. You need to show up and show out when you come out in your swimsuit at the pool, beach, wherever you are. You make your grand entrance.
Most new designers that come in know nothing about the industry or how to market to plus size women, but that wasn't a problem you had. But did you have any obstacles getting your swimsuit brand off the ground and getting support?
Oh, definitely. Because when you have a new brand, everybody's questioning what it's about. Are you genuine? I remember when I got my first online orders, I was screaming at the top of my lungs because there's other swimsuit brands out there. There's a lot actually right now. So for a customer to really put their confidence in your brand, that's a big deal, you know. But I want my customers to know that they're cared for. I actually sit down with pen and paper or marker and I do design these swimsuits. They're not bought from overseas in Asia somewhere. I actually design with, you know, my fabrics thought out. And finding a manufacturer in the United States was a little difficult, believe it or not, because not a lot of manufacturers know how to produce plus size garments properly, or if they do, it's really expensive, or they really just want to go the cheap route. They don't want to use certain fabrics. They don't want to listen to you as a designer, also as an independent designer. So that was pretty challenging. And of course, funding. Definitely funding is one of the biggest obstacles that I'm having right now, as far as like if I want to really publicize my business. But I believe in small steps. I don't really believe in, like, blowing out of the water. That would be great. That's definitely my dream, and I know it will come true. But for now, I'm still modeling, and everybody always asks me, how are you doing everything? By the grace of God. Yes.
Well, the modeling money helps fund the design vision,
definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Of course, definitely, yes. You have to have many streams of income.
Yes, definitely. So what is the price point and size range of your swimsuits?
So the price points are anywhere from $80 all the way up to $150, and that is U.S. dollars. And we do ship worldwide for free. I have customers all over the world, which is awesome. And of course, I do a swim tour. Now it's seeming like it's every year. We just came back from Cancun, which was definitely a great place, great venue to showcase the swimsuits. Been to France, Jamaica, all over the globe already. So next year, hopefully, we'll be hitting some more Caribbean islands and doing some more carnival events. So look forward for that.
And what's the size range?
The size range is actually size 8 all the way up to a size 22.
So do you call it a plus size swimsuit brand since you started 8, or is it like all inclusive?
I feel like it's all inclusive, but my main focus is designed for a plus size woman, for a woman mm-hmm. with curves. And our hashtag is swimwear for every curve, because I do believe a lot of women who are size 8, sometimes they fall between the cracks because, okay, they might be busty, but they have narrow hips, or they might have big hips and they, you know, they don't really have bust. So they do fall in that in-between area. So that's why I started at a size 8, 10.
And do you plan to expand beyond swimsuits in the future?
I think that's a possibility. I think that's a definite possibility. But for now, swimsuits is my love, so that's what I'm rocking with.
And
So
I've got to see some of the swim suits in person at the TCF Style Expo. Now, would you consider
yes.
it to be like modest swimwear, because it gives the illusion of bikini or low cut, but then there's actually mesh panels to keep you covered?
Right. So it's my swimsuits are definitely designed with an illusion to it. As far as you said, everything is lined with power mesh. So it gives the illusion that you're probably wearing a bikini, but you're not. And I also have like a high waist bikini, which is also, it also has like that nude mesh also. So it gives the illusion like you're showing skin. And the latest design that we have is called the Sassy Diva. That's our fire red two-piece high-waist bikini, but it's showing hip cleavage. So your hip is totally out, and but the, you know, the nice part of your hip. So this is where I'm telling you again that my designs are designed with the curvy woman in mind. It's we, because I know there's certain parts of our body that we want to show. There's certain parts of our body that we want to cover up, and that's, you know, definitely my intention in designing for this woman.
So have you had the opportunity to tell Oprah about your swimsuit line or launch it to O Magazine?
That I can't speak about at this time, but I'm
okay.
super excited.
Because I was about to say, you right there, you better say something.
Oh my God. Well, one of my swimsuits was definitely inspired by Oprah, because I know, you know, Oprah does not like showing her arms, and she does not, there's certain things that she doesn't like to show. So we will see what the future brings, won't we?
All right. That's exciting.
Yes.
So what is the ultimate goal with your career and brand?
Well, the ultimate goal for me is definitely, of course, to make a living and become a super lifestyle brand, definitely, and also to uplift and encourage women. That's why I do what I do. This is why I hustle so hard and had made a lot of different sacrifices. And I always say that as plus size women, we must wave our curvy flags all over the world, because at the end of the day, we're not just women from America, we're women from all over the world. So I want to just keep encouraging women all over the world that we're beautiful, we're intelligent, we're here to stay despite your size. No matter what, we are beautiful and we have our gifts and we have to show it to the world. That's definitely what my brand is about.
Do you have anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for? Because I know you're a very busy woman.
Well, I have actually, this is such a blessing that we are speaking today, because my modeling website is relaunching today. So if anyone in your audience, yes, would like to follow up or book me on anything, I also do public speaking. I also teach pose and runway classes also. I do big groups, small groups. I also do pageant consulting too, because after all, that's where I really started, in a pageant. And I do that also. And also brand ambassadoring too. That's a big part of my work now to the type of modeling that I do, which is super fun because you just get to travel and take photos and be in all the your favorite brands that you love to wear and, you know, model for them. So I do that too. So the website is www.iamtrishacampbell.net.
Perfect. And tell us your social media pages as well.
So social media, you could find me at I Am Trisha Campbell. That's on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Trisha Campbell Plus Size Model. And then for the swimwear line, on IG, it's Glamour Glamour Swimwear. And then it's the lowercase dash swimwear. So Glamour Glamour lowercase dash swimwear.
Well, perfect. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to talk with you today. It's long overdue because, like, you've been in the industry a while doing amazing things. So
thanks, Shanice. You too, definitely.
And
keep up the good work that you're doing.
Yes, and congratulations on your swimwear line and continued success on everything you got going on.
Thank you, Shanice. It was a pleasure speaking to you today.
All right, well, keep in touch. We'll be talking soon.
Yes. Bye. Keep it glamour, glamour.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Trisha Campbell. Make sure you support her swimsuit line, Glamour Glamour. Go check it out. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.